Sports.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
This is a fascinating episode. This is a lot of fun. I kind of expect I wouldn't participate very much because I've been down under the weather here since earlier this week. But I'm managing. I may disappear later in the show. I may vanish in the haze. Or I'll just do some kind of hazy management, depending on how it goes. We have a lot of questions from you listeners. When you heard about this, you got like a day's notice, and we were filled with more questions than we'll be able to handle. Let's try to go through them pretty quickly, Chris.
Well, we have one from a recently joined member at forum.theparacast.com, calls himself Stool Pigeon, just joined our club here Monday. And he goes, piggybacking on last week's episode, I would love to hear Gene and Chris discuss any firsthand experiences they have had with regression hypnosis, how they feel about it, and or how they think it works. Ever been hypnotized, Gene?
Actually, I've hypnotized people a few times when I was a teenager. I remember one particular instance. I was maybe 18 or 19 years of age. I read a couple of books on hypnosis that I bought by mail order. And I said, you know, let me try something here. So we had this young man who smoked cigarettes. And I gave him a post-hypnotic suggestion that every time he tried to smoke a cigarette, it would taste very bitter. And, you know, hypnotic suggestions don't last forever. So for the first two times he tried it, maybe three times, whatever, he couldn't smoke the cigarette, so he was about to give it up. But then his crazy friends came back at him and said, hey, why don't you smoke the cigarette? What happens next? They wanted to see him say the cigarette had a bitter taste. Well, of course, after the suggestion, as they say, faded away, he became a smoker again. So that was one of the few suggestions. We also gave hypnotic suggestions to a young woman. Not what you think, but I was tempted. And that was it. I was never hypnotized, or at least I'm not aware of being hypnotized. I've never had the desire to be hypnotized. So if people are going to suggest that maybe I'm too crazy and maybe a little hypnosis will help, you're probably right. It's probably too late. Chris?
I have been hypnotized. In fact, I was hypnotized by the first licensed hypnotherapist in the United States, Dr. Ivar Berkland, back in, I think, 1970, 71. I went to him with my mother. I was kind of having some problems in school. I wasn't really focusing very well, so this was an attempt to possibly get me to become more settled down. I was pretty wild to settle me down and to get me back into, you know, my what had been previously very, very good grades and everything. And I remember being hypnotized, and there was a recording made of the session. And I remember after the session, the doctor and my mother seemed disturbed for some reason. That's the only way I can know. They seemed closed mouth. They wouldn't tell me what was wrong. I was asked to leave the office and sit outside in the waiting room. They had a discussion. My mom came out with the tape. I asked her if I could hear it. She says, no. I never did get an answer from her what happened during that session. I said something that freaked them out. I'm not sure what it was. I don't know if he regressed me back to the experience I had. That was one thing that I thought maybe it had happened, but I never really pressed the issue. Other than that, I have not been hypnotized. I have had many opportunities to be regressed, to find out more about my own experience. I have always declined. I'm confident that I've been dealing with that particular element, that story element in my life fairly well. I don't need to potentially open up some sort of Pandora's box. And I think that obviously if someone has any sort of association with ufology, I would never, ever go to somebody that had a professed interest in abduction research. I would only go to someone that absolutely had no interest in it at all. And if I do plan or decide rather to become regressed to find out more about my experience, that would be that there's no way I would go to someone involved in any way, shape, or form in ufology. So moving right along, we've got a number of questions from Techno Majet. I'm not sure if we can cover these. It's about his wife has had some very interesting experiences. We'll get to those if we can. Okay. What's the reality of getting a decent convention together? You can make a commercial by having Fight Club debates, Talking the Herd, Chris O'Brien versus Linda Moldy Cow. It would be nice to have a really top-class State of the Union address about the field of UFOs, laying out the various claims and problems, key cases. Top this off with earth-shattering evidence that we've been waiting for from you-know-who and Bob's your uncle.
You know what?
Not sure what to make of that one. We have talked about having a Paracast convention conference, but have you heard the latest on the UFO Congress?
No, I have not. I haven't heard anything about it.
Going around. I was wondering if you possibly heard anything about this, that the guy that started the conference along with his wife, Bob Brown, his wife now Terry has passed away. Bob sold, I thought, the conference to John Ray on Open Minds. But from what I'm hearing, there was a 5-year take back clause that within 5 years, if Bob wanted to reassume control of the UFO Congress, that he had that right to do that. Now I'm hearing that the next Scottsdale version with Open Minds may be their last and the conference may move to Las Vegas. And I seem to remember hearing that I think Bob retains the ownership of the actual name, the International UFO Congress. Have you heard anything about this, Gene?
I don't follow that kind of scuttlebutt, honestly. And I have not heard much in the wake of the last conference as to how well it did. I know their reach to the media was not as good as previous conventions. Let's just leave it there. We don't know. As far as there being an official Paracast convention, we had talked it over with one of the members of our forum moderating staff, but he has had some personal issues to resolve, and so his participation was put off for a while. As with everything else, conventions are really, really difficult. They're really expensive. We'd have to look for a money source or go to a GoFundMe or Kickstarter campaign to raise funds for a convention. And I don't know how many of these events actually even make back the investment. I'd be interested in doing it, but I'm skeptical. I've tried it in the past many, many years ago. And we lost a little money. It was fun. I just don't know that it was worth the effort.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an outmoded way to present information. I think that's an old school way. Get people to travel somewhere, get butts in the seats type thing. I think the internet's and the younger generations coming up are not interested in that particular method of relating information to the public.
I think something like going to a Netflix and doing some kind of pay routine.
Yeah, a streaming
video of a convention. We'd have to find, obviously, a corporate sponsor or more corporate sponsors. And this is something where to see it, you'd have to pay. I know Apple TV and other streaming services have different services where you can have a pay-per-view situation. You can do that with the major cable and satellite providers. But obviously, we wouldn't want it to be on a single device, because what happens there is that it limits our audience. But that's one possibility, some kind of pay-per-view event, or maybe do it online ourselves, set up the streaming architecture and see what happens. And this way, you don't have to be there, but there is still something. I know it's an old-fashioned concept, but there's something about meeting people face-to-face, talking to people, and just having canned events or having events to an online interactive audience, a virtual audience, doesn't have the same feeling to me. I'm getting old, I guess. We're talking shop with Gene and Chris He agrees with me that I'm getting old. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So there you go. Should we hold an official Paracast convention, a pay-per-view event? What should it be? But don't you agree with me, Chris, that yes, the kids don't go to these conventions? The last IUFOC I went to last year, I don't remember that many people under 50.
Yeah, that's true. The average age is definitely over 50, no question. Probably closer to 60.
Ouch.
Actually, you know, Okay, well, let's move on. Burnt State, he's always got some interesting questions. There's one in here that I particularly can't wait to answer. But his first question is, and of course he did post this question on the question thread, which is on forum.theparacast.com, where you can go and ask questions of our guests. And he goes, no hemming or hawing, are alien abductions actually happening? And please explain your thinking on this subject. Well, we kind of already did. I think abductions are a real phenomenon, but I don't think they are what people think they are. I think much of this is wrapped up in new myth. It's kind of some sort of subterfuge going on, screen memories. I think it's very complicated. I don't think it's nuts and bolts UFOs coming down and sucking you out your window up into a craft. I think most of these events are actually taking place around you in your own space. There may be some dimensional aspect to it. I don't know. I haven't spent enough time. I haven't had the interest, nor have I had the cases to actually study, to really get into this whole phenomenon. I've always been very, very leery of it. And there's just something about the whole scenario that's wrong. And I really have a sense that it's much more complicated than what your standard abduction researcher believes. How about you, Gene?
Do you remember a question I asked several times of Daryl Sims last week? What if the abduction experience itself is a screen memory to hide something else?
Yeah.
And he never understood that. He was trying to say, well, they give screen memories to prevent us from knowing that we were abducted. No, that's not my question. And he never really answered it. My question was, what if what you perceive to be the experience, being taken aboard a spaceship, being captured by alien beings, being subjected to physical examinations, what if that is a screen memory for some other event? Now, I'm not going to speculate what that event might be. I mean, those who believe abductions are military pranks would say, hey, yeah, isn't that what Dr. Greer says? I'm saying is, we don't know what the real memory is. I would think if an advanced civilization has the capability of flying here, they have the capability of manipulating our minds so that we not only couldn't see them like the shadow of the 1930s and 40s pulps, but we wouldn't even know what the encounter really was. If they want to hide it, they're not so stupid as to deliver a screen memory that can transparently be decoded by a simple attempt at hypnotic regression. If they're going to go through the bother, what are they really doing?
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, I really am fairly agnostic about this whole subject because I don't know. I just haven't had the compulsion to really, really dive into it. Of course, I've read quite a number of books on the subject, but in terms of really diving into it and getting involved as an investigator into this realm, I haven't had the cases that would justify that. So I'm really the wrong guy to ask about it. I don't know enough about it. But what I do know is that there's something way more complex going on than meets the eye. And I think, Gene, you may kind of hit the nail on the head with it. I mean, obviously, these are people that are being traumatized, and I don't think that all of them are just experiencing sleep paralysis or temporal lobe epilepsy, rather, or other mundane explanations that debunkers and real skeptical types use to attempt to explain what people are going through. I do think there is a real phenomenon. What that actually is, I don't know. Okay, moving along. Bird State wants to know, Chris, you get critiqued a lot in the forums as being too eager to believe or for just being plain gullible. Let me address that first of all.
Okay, this is something I will not help you, Chris. You're on your own. You're out on the limb.
It's okay. People can take my enthusiasm any way you want. If you think I'm eager to believe and just plain gullible, that's your prerogative. I would argue that I'm. That's a good front, and that if you really think that, then I'm very effective at keeping people off guard in that sense. I am extremely skeptical over much of what passes as phenomenal research and studies, especially in the field of ufology. I just I like to keep people at ease. I like to give them enough rope so that they possibly show their true colors about the level of their knowledge, the quality of their knowledge. If you think that's being too eager to believe and gullible, I'm doing a great job. Okay, where do you stand on the UFO phenomenon in terms of ETH, ultra-terrestrial, interdimensional? And he also wants to hear your views on this. I'll take it first.
Okay.
I think the UFO phenomenon is real. I don't think that it's nuts and bolts craft coming from another planet, although that is obviously an option and you cannot rule it out. I think that's the least likely explanation. I think we're dealing with something that has probably been here longer than we have. It may have the capability to leave this planet, but I do have a sense that Jacques Vallée and John Keel and others of their ilk are on the right track by thinking that this is something that is much more closely related to this planet and this closed system than your average true believer is aware of. And whether that's dimensional, whether it's ultra-terrestrials, meta-terrestrials, crypto-terrestrials, I don't know. We don't have enough information to really make that determination. But except for the work of Ray Stanford, I see nothing that indicates that we are being visited by beings from another solar system, galaxy, what have you. I've said this many times on the show and on the forums. How about you, Gene?
I think the jury is still out as to what's happening. I mean, very recently in the last few years, more and more possible Earth-like planets are being discovered in our nearby space. Nearby space being, you know, a few hundred light years away. And certainly if conditions are amenable to life, advanced civilizations could arise there. So as far as the logic behind it is concerned, it makes sense that maybe E.T. exists. It also makes sense that E.T. might visit here. But the problem is here is we can't prove that. We can only prove something's happening that we cannot explain, that can be photographed, tracked on radar. It leaves trace evidence. People see entities or beings, but that doesn't prove where the entities are. Some entities say, hey, we're E.T., we're from elsewhere, but why believe the entities? Wouldn't they have a cover story to deliver to the local populace in case they were discovered, and maybe they're not from there, they're from someplace closer to home? We're answering your questions in a Shop Talk episode. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have loads of questions from our listeners because we opened up the forums at forum.theparacast.com to your questions about this episode, which is a shop talk thing. We're 5-6 months go by, and we just sit here and we talk. And we kind of sit in front of the campfire and talk about the things that interest us or the things that interest you. And we're getting through the questions one by one. Chris.
Describe, this is another question, first off, from Burton State. He's got 4 of them here. This is question 3. Describe some of the challenges in interviewing people you personally know when it comes to being critical of them. That kind of goes back to the your prior question about me being too eager to believe or just being plain gullible. You know, people forget sometimes that 9 out of 10 guests on this show, I know, I have a personal relationship with. Many of them I count among my friends and associates. So that's a really good question. It is not easy asking tough questions at times of people that you've known for 20 years or 10 years or 5 years and have followed their work. That is a constant tightrope act that at least I have to do. And I think for the show that if we are too tough on people and we tear them a new one too many times, we're not going to be able to get anybody on the show. People just have an aversion to setting themselves up for, you know, a third degree routine. So you have to be crafty about it. You have to, you know, you have to ask questions that people, that our guests feel are challenging questions and forces them to, you know, maybe qualify their answers, which most shows don't do. But there is a fine line between, you know, actually attacking somebody and going over the top with it. I think the first couple years of the show, for instance, that this happened a number of times. And it's really difficult for people to agree to be on a show if they have a suspicion that they're going to really run into some real hostility. So I can't really answer for Gene, but it is difficult sometimes to really zero in and ask the tough questions with people that you've known for years. So,
well, I'll do it sometimes. The people that I've known for years, and I've debated with, but you have to hold your tongue sometimes, and you ask the question, or you ask a question that's provocative in a gentle way, and let the answer fall. And you don't follow up and saying, how can you say a dumb thing like that? Now, sometimes we do. We've had guests here where I've challenged them relentlessly. But at the end of the day, I'll still shake hands with them. And they might be perfectly nice people, but maybe with regard to their paranormal interests, they're goofballs or they're making things up. I don't know. I think a lot of times you have people who come on who may have wacky things to say, but they're not being deceptive. They're just being wackos.
Right.
And that's it. So, yes, it's a fine line. Sometimes we cross it one way. Sometimes we cross it the other way. But in this day and age, we're not going to be Bill O'Reilly every week. Now, Bill O'Reilly will yell at people. But remember, Bill O'Reilly gets $80,000 a day, which is twice as much as the average annual salary of any American, to basically be an entertainer, to scream and yell. That's entertainment. That's Jerry Springer. That's not getting information from people.
Yeah. Good point. Well, Gene, what are your top three favorite UFO incidents?
Oh.
Not necessarily the most important or famous cases, but the ones that really intrigue you. I know that's a tough question.
It really is, because I don't put those things in a box and try to figure it out. I think some of the early cases, like Washington National Airport in 1952, tracked by radar, stuff like that. Anytime you see cases like that, they are significant in the sense of they seem to deliver a lot of credible testimony and possible credible evidence. We can go to Stephenville, Texas. We can go to O'Hare Airport to deal with more modern cases.
Right.
But the point is here is I don't know that there is necessarily a single case or three cases. Now, at the same time, I don't know that we should continue to think that Roswell, New Mexico, is our best case. But some people want it to be that way.
Yeah, I'd have to go with at least one case that I personally investigated, and that would be the 1995 NORAD incident, where NORAD tracked what they decided was a few acre-sized heat bloom on the side of Greeny Mountain in the San Luis Valley where I was living and investigating, and called the local sheriff and told him and the search and rescue crews to exhaust all efforts to find the source of this fire. I recount this whole incident in my book, The Mysterious Valley, a very intriguing case. There were two deaths at NORAD by personnel that were involved in making the phone call that probably was not supposed to be made in the first place. There's just a lot of elements about that particular case. We have a Lieutenant Colonel SAC, retired SAC fighter pilot, who saw a battalion of large glowing green objects go down into the area where this heat bloom was detected by the DSP spy satellites. So that's one case that has always intrigued me. The Japanese KAL, or the Korean airliner case from the 80s, I think is a very good one. The Kolaris case that we talked about earlier is very good and very interesting to me. There's been so many. The Tehran 76 case of the Iranian pilots and the F-4 Phantoms, another very, very good case. And that's not even getting into some of the peripheral types of phenomenal cases, including any number of the 1,000-plus cases that I mentioned in my new book, Stalking the Herd. There's some incredible cases in there, and some that involve UFO sightings, some that involve Bigfoot, some that involve military activity. The Malmstrom overflights in 76, I think, are very good, and 67. There's so many. The more you read, listeners, and the more you get yourself up to speed, the more you realize that this is a huge subject, and you can't just allow shows like this to be your only source of information. You have to take it upon yourself to get up to speed and educate yourself and do your own research. It's really important.
There are three cases. That's the big thing. There are dozens. There are hundreds. There are thousands, tens of thousands of cases that are compelling. There's Rendlesham, for example.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question, Chris, just personal one. Cash Landrum, do you think it was a UFO encounter or an encounter with some sort of test aircraft, maybe a nuclear test aircraft that we just never produced?
I would say the latter. It just has all the earmarks of, you know, exotic, conventional, but exotic, you know, earthbound technology that was malfunctioning, possibly. All the helicopters. If the helicopters hadn't been part of the sighting, I think the jury would really be out. But in my mind, having all those Chinook helicopters really does indicate that it was something probably ours.
Let's move on to some more questions.
What famous UFO cases, Gene, do you think were hoaxes?
Hoaxes? Huh. Well, you know what? How about Aztec New Mexico? I just don't believe that one.
That's number
one numeral uno example.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really difficult to answer that. So many cases, the vast majority obviously are anecdotal in nature. So when you say hoax, then you call into question the people that are actually directly involved with reporting the case or promoting it. So, you know, it's really difficult to go out on a limb and say, well, I think this one was a hoax, this one was a hoax. It's really not my place to do that. But I'm sure there are. All you have to do is go to the website of the the twins that shall not be named, and you'll see more hoaxes than you could possibly ever want. So if that's what you're interested in, then I'm sure if you dig hard enough, you're going to find very good examples. I love the one of the alien being dragged behind the car. That's one of my favorite ones. Okay, so Gene, these are questions coming from Tom, 1961.
Well, answer Tom, 1961. Yep. Stand by. You got to listen to a couple of important announcements first, and then we'll get to your questions. With Gene and Chris, talking shop, you're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Tom, 1961. Were you born in 1961? Are you 1961 feet tall? Are you 1961 years old? I'm posing lots of possibilities. Let's hear the question. See, right now he hates us and never listened to us again.
Yeah. Well, he's a forum poster at forum.theparacast.com. He wanted to know what cases we thought were hoaxes. That's very difficult to answer. Who in the field, Gene, do you think is doing really good work? Who are some of the investigators and researchers you most admire?
Dr. J. Allen Hynek, Jerome Clark, Richard Hall. They names a few people right there. I think that the late John Keel did some very good work, but maybe his scholarship wasn't as good as it could have been, but he also kept you thinking, which is so important. He made you look at conventional wisdom from the side and see if it held muster. So I think that's a few examples right there.
Well, who currently? How about younger folks that are still active?
Younger folks still active. That's a hard one. I think there are some young people who are in it very actively, but they haven't yet reached that stature. And the reason they haven't is they're too young. Some people may do some good work. There are a lot of people doing good work. But you have to wait till they're 60, 70 years old and say, this is a lifetime of work to be analyzed. And that's the criterion.
Right. I think Richard Dolan is a good researcher. I think he's doing some good work. His new book is very good. I think it's a wonderful introduction to all the various aspects of the ufological field, and I do recommend it highly.
Richard Dolan is an example, but he's not 25 years old. He's what, 50 or so?
He's of, you know, when I say young, I mean who haven't been in the field since the 60s, or who are still at least living and breathing. There are a number of folks. Stan Gordon, for instance, out in Pennsylvania, is just an unsung hero. Ann Druffel in L.A. Over the years has done some incredible work, and she's still active. She's almost 90. There are a number of folks. Of course, the late Mac Tonays, I thought, had incredible promise.
Mac Tonays, talking about age, he was in his 30s when he died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was so sad.
35, 34.
And there's another guy out there I think has done some pretty solid work And he's not really active in UFO research anymore, but I think he's capable of doing a lot if he had the opportunity. That's my friend Kurt Sutherly, who has written one or two books on the subject. I think A Reporter Looks at UFOs or something like that. I have to look up the title. Mm-hmm. It's the only UFO book my son ever read, and he liked it. And he investigated a lot of interesting paranormal cases in and around Pennsylvania. And, you know, he had his feet on the ground, very serious about it. And he had a lot of potential. So I'd like to see him doing more work. But that's an example of somebody with the potential. But he's getting on in years, too, I guess.
Yeah.
He's a little younger than I am. He's older than you are, Chris.
I would say, speaking of someone getting on in years, of course, my number one, I think the person that's doing the most important, the most credible work, at least in my humble opinion, is Ray Stanford. I make no bones about that. I think in terms of diagnostic propulsion and actual scientific analysis of visual evidence and other types of evidence, I think he is really doing very, very good work. And I think he's head and shoulders above anything else that I'm aware of out there. But again, that's my opinion. People dog me for it all the time, but I don't care. That's how it is in my book. So how about people that you think are a fraud? Again, that's like the hoax question. I'm not sure how to really answer that without maybe getting into some legal problems here. But the good doctor, the dragon queen of ufology, I think are easily taken in and are too invested in particular answers. And they're absolutely rigid. They will not bend. They will not compromise. It is what they say it is, and if you don't like it, you're the enemy. That may not be fraudulent, but I think it's disingenuous, and it does not serve the field and open discourse and conversation well. And anytime you have somebody trying to set themselves up as the expert, the guru, It's you're really running into problems with me. I really have issues with the Billy Myers, the Romaneks, the Greers. I don't think they're frauds. I think they sincerely believe, in some sense of the word, what they are promoting.
Some sense of the word. Is that like the best salesman believes a spiel?
Yeah. I think they've convinced themselves that they're special. That they've been anointed. I don't think that it's knowingly fraudulent. Although charging, you know, how many umpteen thousand dollars to become an ambassador to the universe, that might almost qualify. But, you know, it's P.T. Barnum 101. There's a sucker born every minute. And if you can lure them in, you know, shame on them, not shame on you, I guess. Our friend up there in Washington State there at the bottom of Mount Adams, he's another one that I've just heard, you know, really negative things about in terms of agendas and trying to be the, you know, heal you over the phone and that sort of thing. That almost, I think in my book, goes into the F word. But again, I don't know enough about the field and some of the people out there that have been called frauds. I tend to stay away from those types of people that are tainted by that particular brush. So I'm probably the wrong person to ask that. How about you, Gene?
Well, you know, you still have some of the information posted at UFOWatchdog.com.
Yeah.
Right? Ross Meyer's site.
Yeah.
And he has basically retired it. We managed the site for a couple of years. And then he asked for it back, and I gave it back to him. And he never updated the material, some of the material he included, some of the material he did not include. He's focusing on Sean David Morton, who is not just somebody who's a fraud. He has been charged with the government with soliciting fraudulent investments and stuff like that. So he's in a heap of trouble.
Yeah.
So it's not just somebody who's a benevolent or benign fraud. You know, somebody tells a funny story or a fake story. And you listen, and you say, okay, that's a funny story, it's a fake story, big deal, it's entertainment. And maybe Stan Romanek fits in that category. He tells a wacky story, and you don't believe it, fine. But he's facing legal problems now, which are far more serious than UFOs. So when somebody is soliciting money for a purpose and that appears to have a deceptive intent, it's a lot more than just being a faker.
Yeah, good point. How about some books that have come out in the last 5 years, Gene, that you're particularly taken by?
Ah, I wasn't prepared for this question. I read the question, but I wasn't prepared for it. A lot of interesting books. Of course, The Crypto-Terrestrials from the late Mac Tonies. It was like the beginning of something that could have been a fascinating subject to discuss. Not that the idea is original, but he posted in such a cogent way. I thought that was really good. I think Richard Dolan has a lot of really, really good books out there. UFOs in the 21st Century Mind, An Ancient Mystery for a New Era. His most recent book. We want to get him on the show for that one, by the way.
Yeah.
He needs to come back.
Excellent work. About as in-depth as you could ever possibly want to be for someone newly engaged in the UFO subject, but there's so much in there that even if you have a good working knowledge, it's an invaluable resource tool.
Very good book. Yes, this is the kind of research that we like. Somebody who's really dedicated, because Richard Dolan is an historian who goes through a lot of this information. And yeah, you could look over some of those things he says and maybe disagree with his conclusions or his emphasis. But you got to think here. Here's a guy who really, really devoted a heavy part of his life to getting out some really good information. I think Nick Redfern is marvelous. He's always coming out with great books, really smart ideas.
Yeah.
Very, very totally thought-provoking. Agree. And he is a treasure to the field.
Yeah.
You've got to listen to him.
Yeah. And he said he's going to stop writing UFO books for the foreseen future. So that would be a real loss for the field of ufology. He has done great work. Final Events, a very intriguing book. Some of his crypto books, obviously, very good. Other books that have come out, Wonders in the Sky by Jacques Vallée and Chris Aubeck, a very, very good book about pre-19th century cases or pre-20th century UFO cases.
More favorite books, more questions answered on the other side. With Gene and Chris talking shop, you're in
the Paracast.
From the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.